早晨好
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
福音朋友们啊，早晨好
Gospel friends, good morning.
我们啊，先开始的话，我们啊，再有一些祷告，好不好？把时间交在恩主的手中。
Let's begin with another word of prayer and give the following time into the Lord's hands.
天上的父啊，感谢你啊，赐给我们这传福音的机会。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to share the gospel.
主啊，感谢你亲自成为我们的福音。
Lord, we thank you that you are our gospel.
主啊，你是福音的起头，你是福音的目的，你也是福音的内容。
Lord, you are the source, the content, and the goal of this gospel.
主啊，没有一人把你的爱能讲透。
And no one can speak of the completeness of your love.
我们太需要你自己。
Lord, we need you yourself.
主啊，今天我们在一起传你的恩惠的福音的时候，主啊，求你啊的圣灵与我们同在。
Lord, as we share your gospel this morning, may your presence truly be with us.
释放我们的口，释放我们的啊心，释放我们的灵。
Set our hearts, our spirits, and our mouths free.
真的是使人知道，在这世上有救主，在这世上有啊真的爱，在这世上有永远的生命。
So that man would know that there is a savior, that there is true love, and that there is eternal life in this world.
那就是在我们主耶稣基督里面。
Which is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
你这样祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主啊，又一次啊，我们有机会来传讲神的福音。
We thank the Lord that we have this opportunity to share the Lord's gospel.
我想我们这个时代啊，是最需要啊福音的信息的时代。
I think that in the times that we are living in now is the time that we need the gospel the most.
因为我们所处的时代是极其可怕的时代。
Because the times that we are living in are truly terrifying.
从前的人，从前的圣徒，我想从来没经历过这样时代。
People of the past, saints of the past, they haven't experienced things like we see today.
罪恶在地上泛滥啊，蔓延到了无可想象的地步。
And the evil and wickedness and sin that we see in this world has reached such a point.
不过，按照神的预言，按照神的圣经，这个不奇怪。
But according to the Lord's words and His scriptures, this is not a strange event.
因为按照神的话，我们这个世界啊，不是越来越进步，越来越变好。
Because according to the Lord's words, the world is not one that continues to improve, that gets better and better.
而是越来越啊腐败，越来越黑暗。
But one that becomes more and more dark and more evil.
并且是越久越恶。
And over time becomes more evil.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为罪恶在这世界上，罪恶在人心里。
Because sin is in this world and is in man's heart.
这罪恶就像那个毒疮，会越烂越大。
毒疮。
Tumor.
Like cancer, a tumor, it continues to grow and to become more tumorous.
最终会蔓延到社会的各个角部。
And it spreads to every part of life on earth.
整个人，整个社会不可救药。
That in all of man and all of humanity, that there is no way of being saved.
按照圣经，最后一定会有神最后的审判。
And according to the scripture, that in the end, at the end, there will be the Lord's judgment.
我们现在就处在神将要审判的那个阶段。
And we today are living, in the moment, where the Lord will eventually judge us.
因为我们所看到这个恶已经按照圣经已经快满盈了。
Because the evil that we see is, like it mentions in Scripture, almost the fulfillment of what is mentioned in Scripture.
在我们眼前所看到在美国所出现的事情，你是无法想象。
And what we can see, the evil in the United States, is one that we can't really imagine.
把人的最起码的、最起码的尊严哦，都已经抛掉了。
Oh, and that, people's, man's dignity has been, taken away.
人现在跟兽没有区别。
And that there is no, distinction between man and the, and animals.
所以啊，任何有良知的人，你生活在这个时代，你不能不焦虑，不能不下沉。
And so for us who are living today, we cannot,
anxious.
We cannot be anxious. Or...
这就是为什么你看到这么多人患了忧郁症，这么多人去吸毒，这么多人去自己啊、戕害自己。
This is why we see that people, search for comfort, they do drugs, they, harm themselves in different ways.
就是神的儿女也不信了。
And even for God's children, may be the one exception.
我们也是受到很大的冲击。
But we are also affected.
但是我要告诉大家好消息。
But I want to tell everyone a good news.
这个好消息永远是好消息。
And this is a good news that is true, eternally.
世界越腐败，世界越是黑暗，就越显出神福音的荣耀。
That as the world, becomes more evil, as it grows more dark, that even more so, the glory of the Lord's gospel will shine out.
世人越是绝望，就越显出在我们救主耶稣基督里救恩的盼望和荣耀。
As people may lose hope, that even more so, the glory and hope that is in our Lord's, salvation, that it can be seen.
所以我给大家读一段哦，以赛亚书里啊，神早就说的话。
So,
主耶稣之前700年前，以赛亚书里。
We'll read some words out of the book of Isaiah, 700 years before the Lord was born.
以赛亚51章第6节。
Isaiah 51 verse 6.
OK, 这没有中文啊，我跟你讲。
No Chinese up there, unfortunately.
以赛亚啊，神这样说，神借着以赛亚，你们要向天举目观看下地，因为天必如烟云消散，地必如衣服渐渐旧了，地上的居民也要如此死亡。唯有我的救恩永远长存，我的公义也不废掉。
Isaiah 51 verse 6.Lift up your eyes to the sky, then look to the earth beneath, for the sky will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die in a like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not wane.
神的话早就说了，你们要向天举目，观看上天，观看下地，所有都要改变，其上的人也要被罪被吞灭。
And so the Lord's words have told us that we need to lift up our eyes to the sky and to look at the earth, and that, the, people will die out.
现在已经应验在我们这个时代。
And we can see that even today.
地上的人哦，就像蚊虫一样，被死亡所吞吃。
That the people of this world, are being swallowed up in death.
但是神向我们呼叫。
But the Lord calls to us.
唯有我的救恩永远长存，我的公义也不废掉。
My salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not wane.
这个所说的就是我们所传的，在主耶稣基督里的救恩。
And what it says here is what we speak of in the gospel.
神早就预备了拯救的路对我们人。
God has prepared a way of salvation for us.
神也知道我们最后的结局是什么。
The Lord knows.
如果不能拯救，就是死亡。
The Lord knows that if we're unable to be saved, that our ultimate end will be death.
所以说, 愿这个时代, 神救恩的光, 神福音的光, 像明灯一样, 照耀在黑暗的世界里。
So in this time, we see that the Lord's salvation, His gospel, is shining like a light into the darkness.
就像圣经里说的哦, 马太福音4章16节,
just as it says in Matthew 4 in the scriptures, 4 verse 16.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光, 坐在死荫之地的人, 有光发现, 照耀他们。
The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light, and those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death upon them, a light dawned.
这就是神福音的光哦, 在人心中所起的那个果效。
This is the result of the light of the Lord's gospel in man's heart.
任何人当你打开心接受耶稣基督, 你就发现, 你从死灵里看见了大光。
That any person who receives the Lord's gospel, they will be, as it mentions here, that they would be out of the darkness seeing light.
你就得着了那永远的盼望。
And that they will receive that eternal hope.
我们祷告，我们深愿，在这个可怕的时代，神能显起大的作为，使许多的人从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向真神，进入神的国度。
So we pray that in this time that and hope that many would hear be saved out of the grasps of Satan and to enter into the Lord's kingdom.
因为这是我们每个人所需要的。在从前的时代，你对神的福音大概不太关心啊，但是在这个时代，好像神要驱赶你。
And so this is something that we all need. Maybe in the past we did not have this sense, but this is a great work that the Lord is doing now.
来救他的福音，来寻求他。
That we would seek His gospel and to seek Him.
主耶稣曾经说，你们若不信，我是必要死在罪中。
The Lord said, the Lord Jesus said that if you do not believe that I am, then you will die.
什么是福音?
So what is the gospel?
Yeah, 弟兄姊妹都很清楚。
Brothers and sisters may be very clear on this.
但是如果要用一句话把福音给你总结下来，没有一句话。 像约翰福音3章16节讲的那么清楚。
But if we were to summarize the gospel in one phrase, there is no better passage that explains it other than John 3:16.
这句话是主耶稣在地上亲自说的。
This is something that the Lord Jesus himself said while on earth.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，使一切信他的不至灭亡。
That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
虽然非常简单,
it's very simple.
但是含括了所有的福音,
but it is there's such depth behind the words.
我现在信主越久，我就越觉得这句话的宝贵。
The more time passes since I've believed in the Lord, the more that I truly treasure these words.
我们每个人在地上有盼望哦, 就是因为这句话。
The reason that we have hope while on this earth is because of these words.
每个弟兄姊妹在座弟兄姊妹, 你得救, 你能进天堂, 得着永远的生命, 就是这句话。
Every brother and sister, with this hope that we may be saved, that we may enter into heaven, comes from this word.
And
any who believes in him, will have eternal life and shall not perish.
你有没有信耶稣?
Do you believe in Jesus?
这句话保证你一定得永生。
If you do, this is the promise that you will be saved.
一定进天堂。
That you will enter into heaven.
这是神的恩惠。
This is the Lord's promise.
在座的朋友们, 希望这句话今天也能拯救你。
Friends who are sitting here, we pray that these words would also be your salvation.
好，你知道啊，神创造宇宙万物的神，看不见摸不着。
The Lord who created the heavens and the earth is not one that can be touched or seen.
但是圣经上告诉我们，这位神看不见的神最大的特性是什么？爱，他爱我们，爱你。
And what is the greatest characteristic of this God of all creation? In fact, the scripture tells us that it's that he loves us.
我现在就觉得这个爱不是一般的爱啊。
I truly feel that this is an abnormal love.
这个爱是一个 passionate 爱，一个爱就是非常强烈的爱。
It is a very passionate, a fervent love.
甚至上就是我们讲这比死还坚强的爱。
It is a love that is even greater than death, stronger than death.
永远不会改变的爱。
It is a love that will never change.
你知道，神创造宇宙万物，天上的太阳、星星，所有的万象，你知道。神用什么托住所有的创造？
This God who created the sun, the stars, all the planets, what did he use to hold it all together?
用他的爱。
With his love.
如果他不爱了，所有都被崩溃了。
And if he does not love, then everything will be lost.
他是用这个爱爱我们每一个人。
He uses this love to love every single one of us.
我们现在的问题就是没有爱。
So our problem is that we do not have love.
人到了末世，圣经上说的，变成只顾自己，你知道吧？只爱自己，不爱神。
In the end times, the scripture reminds us that man will not love others, but will only love themselves and think of themselves.
这就是最可怕的一种死的症状。
This is one of the scariest results of death.
在美国我们说一个最常见的口头禅是什么？ I don't care.
One of the most common phrases we may hear in America is I don't care.
不关我的事。
It doesn't pertain to me.
如果神也 don't care, 没有一个人能活。
If the Lord had this same thought, then none of us could live.
神深深地顾念我们每一个人。
Lord cares so deeply for every single one of us.
我说，如果我们要把神的心打开的话，看到他的爱，那是一个炽烈的一团火。
If we were to open the Lord's heart and to look at his love for us, it would be a strongly burning fire.
就诗歌说能把高山融化
，that can melt even the mountains，
能把所有冷淡的心挽回过来
，that it would ignite even the coldest hearts，
这就是神的爱
，this is God's love。
但圣经上说，这个爱怎么表达出来的
？So how is this love expressed？
甚至把他的独生子赐给我们
，the Father sent His most precious and beloved Son to us。
谁是他的独生子？
And who is his beloved?
就是我们传的耶稣基督。
It is the Lord Jesus who we preach.
耶稣基督2000年出生在巴勒斯坦的一个小渔村里。
2000 years ago, Jesus was born in a small town in Palestine.
在人看他是一个了不起的人，但圣经上告诉我们，他何止是了不起的人，他是神的儿子。
And though in the eyes of man he may have been unremarkable, the scripture tells us that he was the Lord's son.
就是这位看不见的崇高的神呢，在肉身中显现出来。
The unseeable and untouchable God, that this is his son in the flesh.
耶稣在地上行走，就是神在地上行走。
And as Jesus walked on earth, that is God walking on earth.
耶稣在地上说话，就是神在地上说话。
And the words that Jesus spoke all on earth, those are the words of God.
他是何等的尊贵的那一位。
And he is such a a noble and glorious one.
他来到地上就是要来拯救我们。
And he came to this earth in order to save us.
那么你要问我们怎么得着这位耶稣呢？
So we have to ask, how can we gain this Jesus?
主耶稣上面就说了，是一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so the Lord Jesus tells us that whoever believes in him will not taste death.
耶稣虽然生活在2000年前，
Though Lord Jesus walked 2000 years ago,
但是神的话告诉我们，
God's words tell us,
普世所有的人 无论你在生活哪个时代，你只要听过耶稣的名，你相信他是从神来的那位救主，是爱你的那一位，他能拯救你的 生命，你愿意来信靠他。
That in whatever time we may live in, that when you hear the, in, when you hear Jesus' name that you believe, then you will receive this salvation.
你愿意打开心接受他做你人生的救主。
If we open our hearts to receive him and to allow him to be the Lord of our lives,
圣经说怎么样，你圣经应许说你不会灭亡，你要得着永远的生命。
Scripture tells us that we will not perish but will gain eternal life.
为什么告诉大家？
Why does he tell us this?
这是非常奇妙的一件事情。
What a wonderful thing this is.
任何人当你听到耶稣的名，你相信他，你打开你的心接受他，做他的救主，那么耶稣看不见的耶稣借着他的圣灵一下子来到你心中。
That anyone who again hears the Lord Jesus' name and believes that and opens their heart to receive him, that the Lord Jesus will enter into their heart.
你马上改变。
In that instant, in that momentYou will be changed.
你的心中充满了喜乐，充满了爱，
your heart,
充满了得救的乐观。
Your heart will be filled with joy, with love, and the glory of that salvation.
圣经上告诉我们，你会成为一个新造的人。
And the scripture tells us that you will be a new creation.
永生就从你心中开始。
And from that moment on, eternity begins in your life.
你就成为神的儿女。
You will become one of God's children.
以后的生活完全都不一样。
And the rest of your life will not be as it was before.
这是神奇妙的拯救。
This is the Lord's wonderful salvation.
这个福音不管传到哪里啊，我们都看到人生的改变。
Wherever the gospel is preached, we see man's life change.
最近我们当中有一个姊妹啊，上次我们受浸的时候啊，她也要过来受浸。
Recently, we had a baptismal meeting and a sister wanted to come and be baptized.
但是我们跟她见面觉得哇，她心里充满了这种忧伤啊，在那么爱哭。
And when we met with her, we saw that there was such grief in her heart.
但是我们告诉她，得救不是靠着去受浸。
And so we reminded her that salvation is not through baptism.
而是靠着打开心接受耶稣基督。
But through opening our hearts and receiving the Lord Jesus.
他在那种情况下他接受了耶稣。
And in that condition, she received the Lord Jesus.
也做了接着祷告。
And prayed a prayer to the Lord.
过了一阵我再见到他完全换成另外一个人。
And after a brief period of time, I saw her again and she was a completely different person.
满脸充了 喜乐，看不到一点那个忧伤的踪迹。
Her face was filled with joy, and there wasn't even a hint of the grief and sadness previously.
最近她马上要想受浸。
And yeah. So she wants to be baptized.
Yeah, 这样的事情啊，比比皆是。
This kind of thing is amazing.
无论在哪里，只要有福音还在传，我们每个人就有盼望。
Wherever the gospel is being preached, then we each have hope.
只要你打开心接受耶稣基督，你就马上改变。
As long as we open our hearts to receive the Lord Jesus, then we will be changed.
当然，也有的人改变不是那么突然。
Maybe for some people, the change is not as instantaneous.
但是我发现过了几个月，过了，哎，他告诉我，哎呀，我现在不一样了，我现在改变了呀。
But I find after maybe a few months, you know, they will come and say, you know, I feel different, I am changed.
你迟早会改变。
A true change.
这就是神福音的大能。
This is the power of the Lord's gospel.
呀，八万哦，我们当中还没有信主的福音朋友啊，早日得主这个福气。
We hope for all of our gospel friends and those who have not believed here that they would enter into this power of the gospel.
Okay, 下面哦，为了帮助大家福音朋友了解哦，相信我讲一段圣经上的一个故事。
So to help us all understand, I'd like to share on a passage, a story in the scriptures.
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这个故事。
Brothers and sisters may be quite familiar with this
story. 记在马太福音第马太福音第二十六章二十六章第六节到十三节。
It's recorded in Matthew, chapter 26, verse 6.
Okay. 好，我们，我把这个中文读一遍哦。Yeah.
I'll read through the Chinese ones for us.
这是在主耶稣啊上十字架之前所发生的一件事情。
This is an event that happened before the Lord went up onto the cross.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：为什么难为这个女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。她将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
Matthew 26 verse 6 through 13. Now when Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, Why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
主耶稣在这里所说的，无论在哪里若传这福音，也要诉说这女人的事情。
Lord Jesus says here that wherever this gospel is preached, this woman will be remembered for what she did.
因为这件事情哦，感动了我们主耶稣基督的心。
Because what she did, truly moved the Lord's heart.
他表明了主来拯救我们的目的在哪里。
She showed the goal of why our Lord Jesus came here.
所以我们稍微分享一下这个故事。
So let's fellowship a bit about this story.
主耶稣你知道来到地上。
Lord Jesus came to this earth.
行了许许多多的神迹奇事。
And he did many things, many miracles.
你知道他叫瞎子看见，聋子听见，瘸腿的起来行走。大麻风的洁净，你知道，聋子起来唱歌。
He allowed the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to speak, the lame to walk, healed lepers as well.
很多时候甚至叫死人复活。
And even raised people from the dead.
他无论走到哪里，把神的大能就显在哪里。
Wherever he went, he manifested the Lord's great power. God's great power, because he was God's son. He is God himself. And everything that he did was a miracle.
神这样子做, 也是让我们有相信的凭据。
And the things that he did were to help us to believe.
但是主耶稣来到地上, 他的目的不只是做这些神迹奇事。
But the Lord's goal in coming here to this earth isn't just to do these miraculous works.
主耶稣来到地上, 目的是为我们去死的。
The Lord Jesus came to earth in order to die for us.
他30岁起来传道, 33岁半, 就被从这地上剪除了。
He began his ministry at the age of 30, and by the age of 33, he was taken away from this earth.
记住, 如果耶稣不为我们去死, 我们地上没有一个人能得救, 没有一个人有盼望。
If the Lord Jesus did not die for us, then none of us could have salvation. None of us could have this hope.
所以说耶稣亲自从高天来到地上, 就是为我们去死。
So the reason that the Lord Jesus came from heaven to earth was in order to die for you and me.
为什么?
Why?
因为圣经告诉我们, 我们每个人都是罪人。
Well, scripture tells us that each and every one of us is a sinner.
每个人都犯了罪, 亏欠了神的荣耀。
Everyone has sinned against the Lord.
当主耶稣在地上看到这些漂流啊, 的百姓像羊一样啊, 在四处漂流。
And when the Lord Jesus sees us here on earth as lost lambs, as sheep,
心里非常的慈怜。
His heart was so moved and grieved.
他巴不得 拯救所有的人,
he desires that we would all be saved.
但是你要拯救我们这些罪人, 怎么拯救呢?
How can you save sinners such as ourselves?
给他100万块钱,
give them $100,000.
给他很多好东西,
$1 million, a bunch of things.
No, 没有一样可以拯救我们这些人。
There's no thing that can save us.
因为我们里面有个致命的 问题就是每个人里面都有罪。
Because there is something wrong with us inside in our hearts that we're all sinners.
眼目的情欲, 肉体的情欲, 精神的骄傲, 每个人都有。
In every single person, this is a fact.
这个罪就像毒疮啊, 在我们身上, 最后一定会让我们死。
The sin is like a cancer in our bodies, which in the end guarantees that we will die.
神公义的审判一定要审判罪。
And the Lord's righteous judgment needs to deal with sin.
但是神是爱。
But the Lord is also love.
主耶稣是爱。
The Lord Jesus is love.
所以说他为了拯救我们，他做了一件我们人无法想象的事情。
So in order to save us, he did something that we as men cannot even imagine.
他亲自为我们来赎罪。
He gave up his own life to deal with sin.
因为按照神公义的要求, 所有的罪人必须要被剪除, 必须要死。
Because according to God's righteous judgment, all of sin must be dealt with.
任何一个罪人不可能上天堂。
There is not a single sinner who may be able to enter into heaven.
并且我们每个人生活中所碰到难处, 都是因为这个罪。
And in fact, the difficulties that we face in our lives, they are a result of sin.
但是神为了拯救我们, 为了爱我们, 祂没有让我们去死。
But the Lord, because he loves us, in order to save us, he did not allow us to experience this.
祂差遣祂的儿子耶稣来为我们承担这个罪的刑罚。
He sent his son, the Lord Jesus, in order to experience the consequences of sin.
让我们去为祂去死, 为我们死。
And to die on our behalf.
这就是 他成为我们的赎罪祭。
This is how he became the propitiation of for sin.
这是主耶稣来到地上的最主要的一个目的。
This is the primary reason that the Lord Jesus came to earth.
就是为我们去死。
In order to die for us.
为你, 为我, 为所有人的罪要, 把它 放在自己的身上。
For you, for me, for everyone to take our sins upon himself.
然后承担这个罪的结果就是完全把它压碎。
And to take the consequences of that sin and to be completely crushed by it.
这背后是神那无比的爱。
Behind this, we can see the Lord's incomparable love.
主耶稣在地上说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Lord Jesus said while on earth that a man may die for his friends. There is no greater love than this.
他把我们这些罪人当作他的朋友，为我们去死。
Lord Jesus saw us sinners as his friends, and he went to die for us.
这个就是那个爱。
This is that love.
当主耶稣哦，最后半年，他做了最后一次到耶路撒冷旅行的时候。
In the last half year of the Lord Jesus' life, he went to Jerusalem.
曾经有三次把门徒叫到跟前。
And he,
叫到旁路旁路旁边。
He called his disciples to the side of the road three times.
至少三次。
At least three times.
告诉他们，你不要看到我行那些大的神迹有多荣耀。
And reminded them not to look at the greatness of the miracles that he had done.
他说人子啊，这次要到耶路撒冷去，要被交在祭司长文士的手中，受他们许多的苦，被他们凌辱，被他们鞭打，又被他们杀害，第三天要复活。
But that he would be handed over into the hands of man and the Pharisees, and that at their hands he would be smote, that he would be beaten and ultimately slain, but on the third day that he would rise.
但是门徒哦，十二个门徒没有一个听进去的。
But not one of these 12 disciples took in what he said and understood it.
他们都想着耶稣到耶路撒冷要做王啊，要去登基的，他们要跟他一起做大臣。
Their understanding was that the Lord was coming to Jerusalem in order to become the king, and that they were going to fight with him.
在他们心目中，绝对不可想象不到耶稣要去死，要成为无有，并且这样子惨死。
And they couldn't imagine that he was going to die and to die in such a manner.
没有一个人听进去。
Not a single one of them took this in.
但是只有一个女人听进去了。
But there was one woman who understood this.
就是玛利亚。
Which is Mary.
玛利亚知道耶稣之子。
She understood that the Lord was going to die.
以后再见不到耶稣了。
And that she would not be able to see him again.
所以说她做了那个惊人的举动。
So she did this memorable act.
你知道玛利亚为什么会这样子对耶稣有这样子的一个回报呢？
Do you know why she had this response to Jesus?
你知道玛利亚她和她的姐姐还有她的弟弟三个人是孤儿。
Mary and her sister and her little brother, they were orphans.
非常受耶稣的怜悯怜爱。
And they had received and experienced the Lord's care and love.
因为他们从小失去了父母。
Because they were without parents from a young age.
所以说他们非常的爱耶稣。
And so they loved the Lord Jesus a lot.
但是不幸的时候有一天呢，他的弟弟生病死了。
However, her little brother, Lazarus, one day he got sick and ended up dying.
心爱的弟弟拉撒路死了。
Her precious little brother Lazarus died.
然后呢，放在坟墓里。
And he was placed within a tomb.
4 days.
For 4 days.
我跟你说，在中东那个时候，这个尸体都要腐烂了。
Within 4 days, I've heard that in the Middle East, bodies will begin to rot.
但耶稣听到这个事， 来到坟墓面前。
The Lord Jesus, hearing about this, he came to the tomb.
对坟墓呼叫。
And called out to the tomb.
说拿撒路出来。
Lazarus, come out.
拿撒路就出来了。
And then Lazarus came out.
出来的时候身上还有那种裹尸布啊。
And there is still the stench and odor of death upon him.
然后主耶稣说解开叫他走。
And the Lord Jesus, said to unwrap the bindings from him.
这件事深深地触动了玛利亚。
This truly moved Maria.
要玛利亚之前啊还抱怨耶稣。
You know, before, it records that Mary had actually chastised, the Lord Jesus.
Complained
to the Lord Jesus.
说主耶稣你为什么不早来啊你早来我兄弟就不会死啊。
Saying, Lord, why did you not come earlier? If you had come earlier, then my brother would not have died.
他心里哦对耶稣有一种埋怨。
She had this complaint against the Lord.
但是当四天以后他看到耶稣让他弟弟从死里复活哇哦他整个改变。
But in that day when she saw that the Lord raised her brother, she was completely changed.
他知道自己哦对耶稣的这个不信多么可恶。
She, saw that her unbelief, or lack of faith in the Lord Jesus, how prominent it was.
所以他深深的悔改。
And so she repented.
并且完全的信从耶稣。
And completely put her faith in the Lord Jesus.
心里充满了对主的感激和爱。
And was filled with love and, emotion toward the Lord Jesus.
当这天主耶稣跟他的门徒在吃最后一次晚餐的时候
and so
不是最后一次晚餐来到耶路撒冷准备要上十字架的时候
So the Lord Jesus coming to Jerusalem and as he was eating a meal with his disciples preparing to go onto the cross
主耶稣玛利亚也许得着圣灵的启示
So Mary may have received the anointing or the moving of the Holy Spirit
知道耶稣啊这是最后一次在地上
Knowing that these are the last days of the Lord Jesus on earth
以后再没有机会了
And that she will not again have that opportunity
她心里实在是舍不得
So she, in her heart, she felt she needed to do this
她一定要向耶稣有个表示
She needed to have a response to show her love.
我听说是这样子哦。
I've heard that it's like this.
说犹太人的未出嫁的女子啊，他们都在做一件事情，很多。
The Jewish housewives, unmarried, do have this practice.
就是哦，为自己准备。一瓶香膏。
They prepare a vial of perfume for themselves.
非常极重的香膏。
A very costly perfume.
为自己的婚礼做准备。
In order to prepare themselves for prepared for their eventual marriage wedding.
到时候在婚礼的时候要把自己装扮好然后抹上香膏把自己啊无瑕无疵的献给他的新郎。
That in their preparation for that wedding, that they will take this perfume upon themselves and prepare themselves to be given over to their bridegroom.
玛利亚也是这样子的。
And Mary was like this as well.
玛利亚，有人说啊，香膏非常贵哦，啊，他们可能一下子买不起，就是说有的时候有的钱的时候就买上了一两勺。
And again, it's very costly perfume that maybe you don't even have the money to buy it, but when you have a little bit, you buy just a drop or two, when you are able to.
把它积攒起来。
And to collect it all together.
哦，经过好多年，一瓶香膏。
And after many years, finally you have a vial.
在这个女子心里，这瓶香膏就形同她的生命一样。
And so this perfume, in a sense, is like, the life of this woman.
非常的宝贵的。
So precious.
并且放在一个很精致的玉瓶里。
It's placed even within a very beautiful vial.
Yeah. 可能碰一下都不愿意碰的。
Not even willing to go near it.
大大心里宝贵的,
it is so treasured in their heart.
但是玛利亚当听到耶稣要离开这个世界,
but Mary, when she heard that the Lord Jesus was going to leave this world,
她心里实在舍不得,
her heart could not take it.
她要做一次最后的表示,
she had to do one final act.
她就想到这瓶香膏,
and she thought of this perfume.
你知道, 她把她最宝贵的拿出来,
she brought out the most precious thing that she had.
在耶稣坐席的时候, 她做了一次很勇敢的举动,
and that is, the Lord Jesus was there, that she gave this brave testimony.
她把这个香膏啊, 打碎了,
she broke this vial.
然后把那个香膏呢, 就浇在耶稣的头上,
and anointed the Lord Jesus with this perfume.
还有说浇在头脚上,
from head to feet.
并要用自己的头发去擦,
and even used her own hair to wipe it up.
满屋子啊, 就充满了香味,
and the entire room is filled with the fragrance of this perfume.
但是你知道, 主耶稣的12个门徒啊, 都觉得, 不以为然啊,
and all of the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus, they were indignant at this act.
你这是浪费啊,
what a waste, how could you do this?
你看你积攒那么多年,
such a precious thing that you've accumulated over the years, that you've now wasted it and broken.
然后卖许多的钱可以周济穷人，你浇在耶稣头上，枉费啊。
What a waste for something that you could have sold to help so many poor, that you wasted it on the Lord Jesus.
但是你知道啊, 这12个门徒虽然跟耶稣3年半, 他们不懂得耶稣的价值, 耶稣的宝贵。
These 12 disciples, even though they walked with the Lord Jesus for 3.5 years, they didn't understand the value, the preciousness of the Lord Jesus.
玛利亚, 知道了,
but Mary knew.
耶稣的宝贵,
she knew the preciousness of the Lord of Jesus.
并且她这个知道能做让她做出这种爱的举动,
and her knowing allowed her to perform this act of love.
你知道玛利亚要做这件事情是冒一定风险的,
for her to do something like this,
当时在古时候一个未嫁的一个女子啊, 在这个大男人旁边这种场合做这样子举动是非常不雅观的。
For her to do something like this, we know that in those days, for an unmarried woman in the midst of all that, in the midst of all those men, to perform an act like this is unspeakable in those times.
可以说像我们就没面子了。
There's no, she has no face.
并且她用自己的头发去擦,
and even to use her own hair to wipe up the perfume.
头发, 女人的荣耀就是在头发上。
For the glory of women is seen in their hair.
但是啊, 当你看到耶稣的爱的时候, 你情愿放掉自己的尊严, 放掉自己的荣耀。
But when we see the Lord's love and preciousness, we're willing to give up our own things, to lay out our love for him.
好像玛利亚这样子表示,
like Mary did in this act of love.
就是没有任何一个男人要我, 我一生不结婚, 我独身, 我也愿意把这个给耶稣。
She said that what she did testified that even if she's unable to be married, that out of love for the Lord Jesus, she has to do this. She's willing to give it all.
这就是玛利亚当时的举动。
This is what Mary did.
所以说主耶稣啊, 我想这个举动啊, 打动了我们的主。
And so I'm confident that this act of love that Mary performed moved our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣说, 你们何必难为他呢?
And so he asked them, why is it that they bother her?
她在我身上做这件美事。
She has done a good deed to me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，你们不常有我。
For you will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me.
这句话，你们不常有我，道出了宇宙中的真理。宇宙中最大的真理。
This is a great truth in this world, the greatest truth in this world.
我们所需要，每个人所需要的是谁？是谁？是什么？
What is
神的儿子耶稣基督。
Who is it? What is it that we need more than anything? It is the Lord's Son.
你有他，
Jesus.
你就有一切，你就有永生。每个弟兄姊妹都可以向你证明。
If you have him, then you have everything. Every brother and sister can testify of this.
没有耶稣，每个人都在死亡之中。不管你现在有多么荣耀，多么丰富。
No matter how blessed your life, no matter how glorious, if we do not have Jesus, then our ultimate end is death.
没有耶稣在你生命中，你到底是，到时候你是一场空。
And without the Lord Jesus, your life will have been in vain at the end.
所以说主耶稣说你们不常有我。
And so the Lord Jesus reminds us that, reminds them that they will not always have him.
神把他赐给我们，因为神知道他是我们的至宝。
God has given him to us because he knows that, that is the most precious thing.
可惜人不珍惜这个。
Lord, look, men look lightly upon this.
人追求别的东西，没有追求耶稣基督。
Men seek out and seek after different things and not after the Lord Jesus.
告诉大家，主耶稣说你们不常有我。
I tell everyone the Lord Jesus said that you will not always have me.
但是主的福音现在告诉我们，你可以永远有他。
But the Lord's gospel tells us that we can have him unto eternity.
你只要相信他，打开你的心，那么耶稣就进入你的心，永远跟你同在，永远不跟你分开。
All we need to do is to open our hearts to receive him, and then he will never let us go. He will never separate from us.
那平安的喜乐的生活呢，就会从天上流到你的生命中。
And that peaceful, joyous life from heaven will flow down into your life.
这就是神的福音。
This is the Lord's gospel.
好，我现在啊没有时间了。我想下面啊，好有点时间，我呼召一下。
In the time that we have remaining, I'd like to have a calling.
若是我们当中啊有福音的朋友还没有信主的，你听到这些话，你现在。就可以做个决定，像玛利亚一样，把自己呀献给耶稣。
That if there are any gospel friends among us who have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus, that like Mary, you can make this decision to give yourself up to the Lord.
如果你相信耶稣是神的儿子，是能解决你生命所有难处，那个你可以依靠的那一位，你愿意打开心。接受他做你的救主。
If you believe that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, the one who can deal with all the difficulties in your life, then you can open your heart up to him.
能不能现在就在你座位上，你把手稍微举一下。
Maybe if you believe, if you want to accept this in your seat, you can raise your hand.
好。那边有一位吗？
Praise the Lord, someone has raised their hand.
谢谢谢谢，好的。
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, 你知道，现在这个时候已经不多了。
You know, there is the time that we have left is not much.
我们在这个这么可怕的时代，你只有耶稣在你心里，你才能应付。
Living in such a terrifying times, it's only through Lord Jesus, that we may be saved.
圣经上说你要当救你啊，脱离这罪恶的时代。
That we may be saved out of this world.
所以说，这个是神的福音。
This is the Lord. This is God's gospel.
你一定要抓住这个机会。
must take hold of the opportunities we have.
如果你心里哦有感动，
if you're moved in your heart,
你做一个决定，
and make a decision,
你就能得着，
and you may be saved.
Yeah. 我再问最后一次，
I'll ask one more time.
如果你愿意接受这位耶稣而得救， 请你把手举一下。
If you're willing to accept the Lord Jesus and be saved, then raise your hand.
Okay. 好，我想我们当中可能有些福音朋友可能还在考虑啊、哦，各方面了解，这也好。如果请你啊能够听到这些福音以后啊，我们劝你要多多的来了解啊。有一天呢，你盼望你要蒙恩。能够接受主耶稣基督而得着永远的生命。
There may be some gospel friends among us who are still considering, and this is still good. We pray that there would be more opportunities that you would continue to come, and that you may eventually be saved.
好的，我们最后再做一个祷告，我们就结束。
And in the end, we'll have a short time of prayer, and then we'll close.
主耶稣啊，感谢你啊。使我们能够分享一些这些话语。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that we have this time in order to share some of your words.
我们把这微薄的福音的话语交在主你的手中。
Lord, we place these precious words of the gospel into your hands.
求你继续借着这个话语提醒所有的所有的朋友们。
And you continue to use these words to remind our friends.
让他们寻求你。
That we would seek after you.
对已经刚才举手的姊妹，主啊，我们也为她祷告。
For those that may have raised their hands, including a sister, we want to lift them up.
还有对心里有这种决定的，也为他们祷告。
And for those who are still considering or made the decision in their hearts, we pray for them.
求你继续的关照他们，哦，使他们能够常来聚会听到你的话语。
May you shine their light upon them that they would be able to come and to continue to hear your words.
能够被你最终的得着。
And that they would be saved by you.
感谢主，我们将祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray these things in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
好。